The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, I have little doubt you haven't heard, but a man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a brutal knife attack in Belfast at 10:30 last night. A video has been circulating, which the PS and I have asked not to continue to circulate, shows the attack before a number of people, including one wielding a hurl, confront the apparent attacker and disarm him. This is before the police arrived, and indeed the PS and I have appealed for calm for later on this evening, as a number of protests have been called for, largely by anonymous sources online, and an ongoing unfolding situation of some concern in the north currently. And joining us now to discuss this further is Brian Kingston, Belfast North DUP and member of the local assembly. Good evening to you, Brian. First of all, your reaction to the events of the past 24 hours.
Yeah, well, for anyone who's seen the video footage, it is deeply shocking that you see a man pinned to the ground and unable to get up. And the other man, who we now know was a Sudanese, the police tell us, pinning him down with his legs and attacking him with a knife, attacking him on the face and at his throat. And I have to commend residents who intervened and tried to get him off him, and then the police officers who arrived. So it was a horrific thing, just truly shocking for anyone who's seen it. I know the police now are asking that the footage should not be circulated in social media. It's distressing for the family. Our thoughts are with this man. He's in a serious condition in hospital with injuries. I hope and pray that he will recover. As I say, I commend the local people and the police who prevented this from being even worse.
Yeah, we believe the victim has serious eye and back injuries. And as you say, the assailant, the suspect, was apprehended with, it looks like, a hurl by local residents.
Yeah.
Brian, obviously this has been universally condemned across the political divide.
Yes, I mean, I'm at the Northern Ireland Assembly today. It was a matter of the day at the first business item that was spoken about today, and representatives from all parties spoke, condemned this incident. I'm just away from a press conference with the First Minister, Deputy First Minister and Chief Constable and Justice Minister all speaking at that. The latest police information is that they have, obviously, the assailant in custody. He's in his 30s, originally from Sudan. It seems that he flew from Paris to Dublin in 2023 and then came by bus to Belfast. Claimed asylum, was granted leave to remain in 2023. So they don't seem to have much further information. But certainly now that he's in custody, we will be calling for, on conviction, that he must be deported and never allowed to return to the United Kingdom.
Brian, beyond the barbaric attack that has obviously taken place last night, some of the concern, of course, centres now around the response to it, that there will be protests tonight, that these protests will, I suppose, be a challenge for communities and indeed for policing. Are you concerned about what might kick off later on this evening in Northern Ireland?
I am concerned. I mean, these protests have been called for anonymously, and we've seen this before. The last two summers, we've had disturbances in 2024 and 2025 on issues to do with race, and they have ended up with violence occurring. So people absolutely have the right to protest. People are outraged at this attack and they're shocked by it. But it's important that no one else becomes a victim who was not connected to this incident. This was one individual. He is in custody, I would have every confidence that he will be convicted and deported and not allowed to return. So absolutely people have concerns about immigration as a general issue. There needs to be immigration control. But the conduct of this individual should not result in anyone else being in fear or coming under attack. So those attending protests must make sure that they keep it peaceful and are not manipulated to cause either intimidation or to actually result in violence.
Are you concerned that there are bad actors out there, members maybe of the far right, who are going to use this attack and are going to use these events to wreak havoc later on this evening?
Yeah, well that must be a concern, because unfortunately that has occurred in the last two summers for short periods when incidents have occurred. And we see a lot of, I've seen that myself, people on Facebook, and especially when protests are called for anonymously, there's no one taking responsibility, there's no one taking the lead, and there's the potential for that to become violent. So I just urge people, they absolutely have the right to protest, but not to be manipulated by those who have a sinister agenda, who want to see violence on our street, who want to see any homes attacked. I mean, that absolutely should not be happening. This individual must suffer very much the consequence of his action and be removed from the country. He's no place in Northern Ireland or the United Kingdom. But people who are going to go out this evening must keep it peaceful and must not result in further crime taking place.
And maybe lastly, Brian, in terms of the temperature in Northern Ireland today, and indeed in terms of Northern Ireland's view on migration currently, do you have a view on what that is? As in, is it a hot issue for people in the north, or is it only a minority of people who might view migration as a big issue?
Yeah, well, it is an issue. It's an issue really across Europe, across the United Kingdom and the British Isles. Scale of migration, particularly when people see the boats crossing the channel and people coming in illegally and then claiming asylum. And clearly that's not people breaking the rules, and that causes resentment. So, and then we see pressure now with shortage of social housing, the people, and this becomes a cause of grievance. So there are responsibilities on various statutory services to respond. And I mean, this individual, where was he living? Was he meant to be supervised in some way as an asylum seeker? What was his conduct in the past? Were there warning signs previously? So there needs to be a response to that. People have the right to raise their concerns, and I do hear from people concerns about immigration levels. But at the same time, it has to be said, we also, Northern Ireland is becoming more international, as are all parts of the United Kingdom. We have many people coming here working and contributing to society. And the vast majority of immigrants do make a positive contribution. They are here working in our health service, in our businesses, in our universities. And that must not become lost because of this one very negative incident.
Brian Kingston, Belfast North DUP member of the local assembly, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.